we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Welcome back to the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. And guess what? On this program, it is still permissible to say Merry Christmas. I got some laughs in the background there. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We pray that you are having a really, really good week. And if you get an opportunity to come out and join us for our Christmas services this weekend, we would love to have you. Sunday morning about 10 o'clock, we're going to have some hot chocolate and coffee and donuts and things like that, just as a little bit of time of fellowship. We're also going to have our children's ministry is going to be having a Christmas party that morning at 10:30, and then our Christmas Eve service will be taking place at 10:30, and then our communion Christmas Eve service later on that night at 6 p.m. So lots and lots going on, and then there's a break until the following Sunday for our New Year's Eve Sunday morning service. If you get a chance, come on out and introduce yourself, say hi. We would love to be able to worship the King with you. And right now we are going through the study on the fruit of the Spirit. I still have not got sidetracked. I mean, I'm stuck pretty good here on the fruit of the Spirit right now. But our ultimate thing that we are studying here is the progressive relationship that we are supposed to have with the Holy Spirit. But that relationship with the Holy Spirit will produce fruit in us, and one of those fruits is the fruit of faithfulness. So that is what we are talking about here during this time. And I want to take you to Luke chapter 22. I'm going to be able to read next. Luke chapter 12, verse 42. Actually, the verse I'm going to talk about, but I want to take you back up to verse 32. I'm going to eventually get you to the right spot this morning. Verse 32 of Luke chapter 12. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I absolutely love that verse. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning, and you yourselves be like men who wait for their master when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you, that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat and will come and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them, so blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. That was true of Jesus' first coming, and it is going to be true of Jesus' return, that he is going to come at a time when people least expect him to come. Verse 41, then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people? And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. So that's where we're going to end our reading today. So let me just point out to you again that God has a timetable. It's a perfect timetable. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 says that in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son to be born of a woman, of a virgin. So you got to understand that God is a God of precision timing. It was the fullness of time. God had been orchestrating the kingdoms of this world so that when Jesus came, he would be able to impact the lives of disciples, and because of his impact, that they would be able to go forth and take the good news of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth. And that is our assignment. Our assignment is not to be saved and just stay saved. Our job is to be saved, be a disciple, and go and make disciples. That's what our responsibility is. So, I just want to encourage you that during this Christmas season, don't forget that Jesus is coming again. He is coming again. I have people that ask me, do you still believe that Jesus is coming again? Absolutely. They said, but it's been over 2,000 years. He still hadn't come yet. I still believe. Because God's not slack concerning his promise. He's still looking for more people to be saved. He still believes in the people that he's redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, that they are going to be taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. And so you and I, this portion of Scripture tells us, be ready. Be ready. He says, do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So in all your Christmas shopping, would it alter what you would be giving to people if your bank account was unlimited? And I think that makes a difference. I think it makes a difference. Now, I will tell you this. If you've got little kids that you're giving presents to, we like to go out and buy those fancy toys because it makes us feel good about ourselves. But I remember when I was a kid, I remember when my kids were kids. And that is that whenever you went and you bought them this toy and they opened it and you took it out of the box, they would play with it for a little while. And then the next thing you'd know, they'd be playing with the box. So I just want to let you know, God has unlimited resources, and it is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him, and he's not looking to keep you and I just operating by the bare minimums. He wants us to be blessed as children of the King, princes of the Most High God. Okay? He said, do not live from a fear mindset. Live from the mindset that your Heavenly Father wants to bless you. He wants to bless you. Okay? Blessed are those servants, this is in verse number 37, whom the Master, when he comes, will find watching, that are looking for his return. And it says that when he comes, it doesn't matter what time of the day it is, that when he comes and they are occupying, they are diligent about their duties, they are waiting for the return of their master. And I'll show you something else here in verse number 42 in just a moment. When they are looking for with eager anticipation, that when he comes, it says that he will actually serve them. Do you realize how foreign the thought of that is? In their time specifically, but in our time as well. And I tell you, being in heaven is going to be a blessing. It's going to be a wonderful thing. Don't miss it for the world. So, Don't operate from fear. Operate knowing that God is going to give you everything that pertains to life and godliness. That is an absolute scriptural certainty. You are going to have enough. In fact, one of the definitions that I've heard is that God is the God of more than enough. He is the self-existent one. He is the God who is more than enough. And so don't make excuses for why you can't do something. Look for the resources that God will provide so that you can do something. Okay, so the servants are watching. And then in verse 42, it says, "And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season?" This person that had been put in charge by the master was given the responsibility to make sure that all of the master's resources were taken care of and all of his servants were taken care of. He said, make sure that you feed the people. Make sure that you feed the people. And so this last week we had our Christmas banquet. That is our 26th Christmas banquet. Our first Christmas banquet was on a Wednesday night, and I can still tell you exactly how many people were there. There were my wife, myself, our two kids, one other lady, and a preteen girl. There were six of us at that first Christmas banquet. Our church Christmas banquet then was served on a little bitty table. It was, and I think it was chicken, if I remember right. But you know what? We were there and we were celebrating. And not everybody that was there that night ate. I ate. My parents got me addicted to food as a child, and I've been addicted to it ever since. So I've eaten almost every day of my life. So we wanted to make sure that the people got fed. And so we have a lot of fellowship dinners. And if you read in the book of Acts, it wasn't that they just came and sat under the ministry. They actually had fellowship with one another. And so one of the ways that we make that a reality at Merit Assembly of God is we have fellowship dinners. We have this Christmas dinner, and somebody actually titled us the food church at one point in time. I'm okay with that title. I've learned to eat a lot of really good dishes because people came and said, I have no idea what this is, and ate it and absolutely loved it. Curry chicken is not one of those things. My wife loves curry chicken, and I love my wife. But if you're taking me out for dinner, don't take me out for curry chicken. I'll just say that and leave it at that. Mexican, on the other hand, we can put some hurt on some Mexican food. So there, we've had all of these fellowship dinners because it is very important for us to have fellowship. And one day after one of these dinners, a person came up to me and said, "Were you ever in the military?" I said, "No." He said, "Really?" And I said, "No, never been in the military." He said, "Do you realize that I have rarely, if ever, seen you eat first at one of these dinners?" And I said, "That's because I don't eat first at the dinners." He said, "Why is that?" And I said, "Well, I want to make sure that everybody else gets something to eat, because I know that if all the food is gone," we've had that happen a couple of times, not often, but a couple of times. I said, I can take care of myself. I can find something to eat later. I'm not going to starve to death. I just want to make sure that everybody else gets to eat." Now, on pastor appreciation banquets and our 25th anniversary fellowship, that kind of flips on its head because of the moment that it is. But I want to make sure that everybody gets fed. He said, this person said, "Well, that's That's the way that people were taught to lead their men in the field, that they made sure that their fighting men actually got to eat. And then if there was food left over, then the leaders would eat. I was like, didn't know that. But make sure that you are taking care of those that you are supposed to be watching out for. That's what faithful people do. They watch because they know that their master, they're going to give an account. They are faithful to discharge their duties, and they're faithful to take care of those people whom they are in charge of sustaining so that they can take care of the master's business. Okay? So now let's turn over, if you will, to Matthew, the 25th chapter, Matthew 25, and we're going to be in verse number 14. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went ahead and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, look, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. We're going to stop the reading there because the third guy did not get that, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Don't you want to hear God say that? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I want you to realize that God knew the ability of each and every one of these. This master that Jesus is talking about, he said that the master knew the ability of each and every one. It is not whether or not you are better than someone else. It is making the most out of the opportunity that God has bestowed upon you. That is what is of utmost importance. Now, these disciples of this master, these servants, they were trained by the master in his business. They were given his techniques. They were given his insight to the point that he said, you know what? I can trust you to utilize my resources the same way that I would have utilized my resources had I been here. You're going to utilize them while I'm gone. And I want you to know that one day there is a day of accountability that is coming. One day we are going to stand before the Bema Seat of Christ. It means the judgment seat of Christ, not the great white throne judgment, but the Bema Seat of Christ, where we are going to be rewarded for everything that we have done according to faith that has been pleasing and acceptable in the sight of God. And for these disciples that day, they were called to give to the master what he had already bestowed upon them. So the first guy comes and he said, you gave me 5 talents. A talent was 75 pounds, approximately, according to the research that I've done, approximately 75 pounds. He said, master, you trusted me with about 150 pounds of your this is 5 talents. That would be 375. You have given me about 375 pounds of your resources. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. If gold is selling for $1,000, I don't know how much gold is selling for. Say it's $1,000 an ounce. There's 16 ounces in a pound. That's $16,000 times 300. That's a lot of money. And you know what the master wasn't expecting? He wasn't expecting the amount of money that had been entrusted to him. He wasn't expecting just to get that back. He was looking for a return on his investment. And the servant said, I've watched you. I've studied you. I employed your practices, and the five talents that you gave to me made five more, and here they are. The guy with two talents said the exact same thing. You gave me two talents, and I have given you a return on your investment of two more talents. And both of these servants were given the exact same response. Well done. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. No matter where you are called to serve, be faithful to serve there. Serve with all your heart and all your soul. Serve the way Jesus served. It may not be a permanent situation. In all honesty, I didn't think that I would be at Merit Assembly of God for 25 years. It's not that I thought I was going anyplace else. It was just that every place else I'd ever been hadn't been a permanent place. And so I didn't figure that this would be a permanent place. And 25 years, in fact, somebody was telling me the other day, he said, do you remember when you became pastor here at the church? And I said, yes, I did. And he said, well, what day was it? And I told him what day. And he said, well, a couple of years after you became the pastor, I entered into military service, and I've already retired from the military service, and you're still here. You were pastoring before I went in, and you were pastoring when I came out. And I just thank God for that. And you know what? I'm looking forward to hearing, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's all I want. I know this, that heaven is not about the streets of gold and the crystal sea. Heaven is not about no sickness and no tears and no death. All of that is secondary to the reality of getting to spend eternity with my Lord and Savior, who gave his all for me. How could I possibly give less for him? He said, well done, thou good and faithful servant, both of those people. I will make you ruler over many things. I will make you ruler over many things. Back over in Luke chapter 12, where we were, he says, truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. I want to ask you, are you growing in your relationship with God? Goodness is an attribute that is absolutely essential. Faithfulness as a servant of the Most High God is absolutely essential, because once you have those things established in your life, he wants to place you in positions of influence where the goodness of God and the faithfulness that God has birthed inside of you can have an influence on other people. God is not looking to suppress people. He is looking to establish goodness and faithfulness and servant leaders in positions that other people will also come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And he says, I will make you ruler over many things. Not as a dictator, because this master did not rule as a dictator. He wasn't looking to suppress people. He was looking to empower people. He wasn't threatened. I'll share some things here on the radio that you probably won't hear. But did you know that there are many pastors, because of the wounds that they have suffered, that they are some of the most insecure people on the planet, because they have been hurt and they've been wounded so many times? If you want to really be a blessing to your pastor, be a faithful servant. Be a person that can be counted on, and that they don't have to wonder about whether you're going to pull the rug out from underneath them, or you're trying to undermine them. I talked with a pastor one time, not here in Brevard County, and said that he has had so many people that came into his church and began to serve, and as soon as they had reached a level of influence, all of a sudden one day they would disappear, and they would disappear with a huge portion of the number of people that was in his church. And he said it's not happened once, it's happened multiple times, because people come in and they're looking to promote their own agenda. And so please understand, if your pastor is a little wary sometimes, it's because he's been through several fights. And that's not the way that God wants ministers serving. He wants them serving from a position of faithfulness, of confidence. And so I encourage you, be a part of that healing process that God can bring into pastor situation. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Do you realize that sometimes people can serve for such a lengthy period of time that they end up losing the joy? I want to encourage you today that if you're faithful to God, there is joy that is waiting for you, just the same way that there was joy awaiting Jesus on the other side of the cross. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You, as a faithful servant of God, by the way, also in this passage, you can see that there is a connection between faithfulness and fruitfulness. God is not looking just for you to be gifted. He is also looking for you to produce the fruit of the Spirit. He is looking for you not just to be saved, but also to be reaching others as well. And so I encourage you, be faithful and look forward to the joy that is in store for God's faithful servants. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. The Lord is come. And I pray that this Christmas season, that the joy of the Lord will be yours, and that it will strengthen you. Nehemiah, it says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so I pray that you will not just be serving begrudgingly, but you will be serving because you love your Lord, you love your God, you love his people, you love his bride, and you know there is joy that is coming your way. Joy to the world. Merry Christmas from myself and from those at Merit Assembly God. We will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.